Inside is a Pilsner beer brewed with the finest quality ingredients. Because of a special brewing process, Miller Lite gives you a Lights beer with more taste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. We'll end with...
Remember back in the day, Miller Lite had great taste, less filling, great. And it was like Lou Ferrigno, dude. And they're like in bars. I had to buy this because of the can. It was just an old-fashioned can. I'm big on plain. If something's plain, I'm all about it. It's a big white can that says light.
Makes me feel good just drinking it.
Makes me feel great. In fact, well, the pilot show number 18, huh?
Number 18, what's up? So what? Yo. Is it less filling or tastes great?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go.
You brought it up.
I think I'm going to go.
Take another drink. All right.
I think it's less filling. Oh, I don't even know. It's both because I want to say it tastes great before a light beer. Compare with what else we're drinking. Oh my God. It's like we're two opposite ends of the spectrum here. But for Miller Lite, I think it's, I'm going to go with for a light beer, it tastes great.
Okay.
What about you?
For a light beer and out of a 24 ounce can, it's less filling.
We agree to disagree.
Yes.
But. We don't only roll like that. We bring the quantity and the quality. What else are we drinking today?
We are drinking. I got this because it was. It said Whiskey Barrel Brew. It's called Whiskey Barrel Brew. It's a malt beverage aged in whiskey barrels, unfiltered. It's a pint and a half. It's golden, dude. Isn't this shit the best? It's from Indian Wells. Indian Wells Brewing.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible, man.
It's
like
really
it.
Good. It's like it throws you off, but it's really, really good beer.
Yeah, no, but that's good. I'm glad we picked that up.
Right?
Like
bucks.
I said, we bring the quality and the quantity. So, dude, we have no guests. It's finally just you and I. We're going garage style again.
On a Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday, man. What's
on
up?
On a Sunday afternoon. It's awesome, dude. I walk into your house and you show me the Costco pack of bacon. I'm like, I'm in.
Dude, Farmer John, man, I had been jonesing bacon for such a long time that I came across Farmer John mega packet, and I was like, I'm in. Like, let's do some bacon.
Isn't it just like you can go to Costco or Sam's Club just to get the membership, just to get bacon now?
Yeah, no, it's worth it. The savings for the year will make up just on bacon. But something about Farmer John's, like, you know, this show is heavily dependent on being, or not dependent, but I mean, it heavily prides itself on us being Angelenos.
Yeah.
And nothing, I mean, and all Angelenos can probably attest to this, where nothing brings you back to being a kid. One of them is Farmer John.
Farmer John. Or being a baseball fan. And like the Dodger dogs, just it's Farmer John.
There's the Farmer John logo at Dodger Stadium.
Always been
Fernando
there.
Valenzuela pitching, Kirk Gibson's home. Like there's like a Farmer John logo. Like, I mean, to me, when I think of Farmer John, I just think like it's all right.
But
it's all Ronald Reagan gonna make everything good.
But like once in a while, I would have to like either drop off my mom at work or pick her up, or you know. When I was a kid, she would take me to work with her. She was a nurse, so we had to drive by the Farmer John's, the slaughtering house.
The Farmer John, I think that has to be like some sort of landmark in LA, and that's one of the reasons. That's what I thought about when I picked up the packet, because, yeah, you're right. And when I used to work, You know, Southgate was south of the Farmer John Slaughterhouse. I used to work in LA, which is north. And so just driving, you know, instead of taking the freeway, you just cut through Soto Street.
Yeah.
And there it is. It's right there. There it is, like the Farmer John Slaughterhouse.
And you know when you hit it, when you see the murals on the wall of the pigs running and the little boy hitting it with the slingshot.
And they're all happy. Why are the pigs happy?
And then there's a pig like peeking out of the wall, like, get me out of here. Like, you know, just all these pigs are happy. And like behind the door is just like... Yeah, they're making bacon.
I don't care where you are or where you live in LA. If you've been in LA long enough, you probably came across that that slaughterhouse, and it's just been there forever.
Yeah, so they used to have a TV show.
Well, before we get to that, that's why Farmer John's our guest. The bacon that we're eating.
The Farmer like, John that I'm dipping in my whiskey.
Oh, that's great. On your Instagram picture, I like that. It was like a little ornament for your whiskey shot. We want to spend a little bit of time talking about Farmer John. I thought it was a pretty good idea to do that. You thought as well, because it's just been around LA for such a long time.
It's an LA company.
Oh, it is?
And unfortunately, there is no Mr. Farmer John.
There's no Farmer John?
Yeah. The kids out there, it's just like Santa Claus.
So no one is in love with his daughter? No. Like in all those songs. No one's in love with his daughter.
No one's in love with his daughter.
What a hoax.
That sucks, right?
It's like, it's not even like she's pretty and then you end up realizing that she's ugly. She just doesn't exist.
She doesn't.
Farmer John's daughter doesn't exist.
Nope. Nope. So it's been there for a long, long time, right?
Yeah.
Farmer John started in 1931.
1931. Oh my gosh. All right. In the LA area.
In the LA area. So it's owned by a company called Clowerty Packing Company. And like everybody else left.
That's who owns it now.
That's who owns the company.
Okay.
That's like there's these two brothers that owned it or whatever. And they had it like a TV show, and it was like their biggest. They were a sponsor of this television show, so like us now, right now we're like freaking. They're our sponsor, even though we don't get paid, but we're eating our way through Farmer John, right?
We're gonna eat our way to the top.
So this show got really popular, and it was called what was the name of the show? The Polka Parade.
All right.
So it was a polka parade, and it got really really popular. And it went national. So when it went national, they said they don't want any local sponsors. So they dropped Farmer John. But little did they know who's coming around. The Dodgers came to town.
Oh.
So the Dodgers got in contact.
Fate had it. Swine is kind, dude.
So Swine got together with freaking the Dodgers. And that's how we have the Dodger Dog.
What year do you know? Do you know what year they partnered up with the Dodgers?
1964. I think it was where they dropped them, and then I think a couple years later they were having a hard time. Then the Dodgers came in the first year
in '64, and then they won the World Series in '65.
Yeah.
And then with Farmer John See, dude, I knew something was calling. That bacon's in there at Costco was calling me.
So yeah, the guy that did the mural, his name is Leslie Allen Grimes.
Leslie Allen Grimes.
Yeah.
The mural. Now, what you're talking about is the decorative paintings around the slaughterhouse.
Along the slaughterhouse.
The ones that we all know that makes us feel very good when we eat bacon. You know, they kill animals. You know, PETA and blah, blah. I was like, yeah, but that's not on the mural.
No. I never saw that on the painting. It looked like fun to me. It was awesome. So the guy that was painting it, they call him Les. He was painting it, and he was painting the clouds on the top. Remember the, you know,
yeah,
you could just
clouds.
Google it, you know, yeah, just see the clouds see the, on the top.
Well, I know, it's ingrained in my head, dude. It's as much as Stairway to Heaven is ingrained in my head. So is the mural of the pigs there, the Farmer John Slaughterhouse.
So he was painting it, and he was like five stories high, dude, and then he fell and he died. So he's probably haunted. By the pigs and by him.
Hey, dude. Hey.
The pigs are probably beating his ass. Huh?
If you reference show number two, we reference Charles Bukowski. Do what you love and let it kill you.
But it actually took it took him 11 years to finish that mural, dude. Every day he was doing that shit for 11 years.
Now, did he even finish it? Like, did someone, was it like the crow with... Bruce Lee's son? Like, did they finish still the movie? Was there a little bit of to finish or like?
Well, I think he was just redoing it or just finishing
just
up.
Just maintenance work, yeah. Maybe. Okay.
And then he just he fell down and died. And then he has like family members that took care of it afterwards. And then there's a graffiti artist that helps out and keeps it maintained.
So because they know, history. They understand how important that is. Or, you know, it's just like, it's just a staple, dude. It's a staple. And you know what? It's in that southeast part, that industrial southeast, like Vernon. The city of Vernon is like, when I've met like maybe like two or three people and I'm like, where do you live? And they say Vernon. I'm like,
in a warehouse?
I don't know, because that whole thing is just all warehouse, and it's an industrial. It's a very industrial part of LA. A lot of what comes into the Long Beach Harbor gets trained or trucked into Vernon for distribution and shit like that. So I don't know anyone, but yeah, that's that's funny though. But it is a landmark.
It is a landmark. It totally is, and it just like people should go check it out. Just the painting, the mural itself, it's amazing.
Yeah,
they like art. I mean, it's just art on the street right there, ready for you.
I want to say they're still in partnership with the Dodgers, right? Frank McCourt didn't do anything stupid bring Boston baked bean dogs for fucking hot dogs. All right.
Now, if not, the people outside Dodger Stadium are keeping in line with the hot dog wrap.
Yeah, wrapped in bacon outside of Vertigo's. We were talking about Aaron Pena last show.
So they're keeping it alive, and God, we're keeping it alive today.
And we're keeping it alive today. Yeah, exactly. I'm down with Farmer John. I love Farmer John. You know what? I just brings me back. Brings me back to being a kid. Brings me back to being an adult, watching kids eat it, getting on my nerves on those day games because you don't work and then it's all filled with kids. But so what? They're all eating Farmer John.
Yep. They're keeping it alive. But you know that they have like really cool, like other different styles of bacon. Walter, so you brought, what did you buy? Just a regular classic?
It literally says classic bacon. Just, I love bacon like I love my chucks. Just classic. Just classic fucking.
But since it's an LA thing, right? So they have like they have to have a twist on some stuff once in a while. They have the other like the old staples like maple bacon.
Oh, I got you. Maybe peppercorn. Oh, applewood. Okay.
But they have jalapeno. Ooh. They have jalapeno, and for the ones that like size matters, they have thick cut.
Thick cut.
So they have like other kinds of bacon, which
even
is
prostitutes
cool.
Eat bacon.
They want the dick cut. You're a fool.
Divorcees want bacon, the thick cut.
Everybody wants the dick cut. Dick kind's the right kind.
Hey, well, you know what? They just got to keep up with the times. But my favorite is just straight up swine on fire, just the classic bacon.
So with that note, I'm gonna have a little bit right now.
Yeah,
dipped in my whiskey.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Is that good?
It's amazing.
So let's talk about that. Let's what do you like bacon with? How have you liked your bacon over the years? Because I see on the internet, I see on even just people on the street. Like, come on, we don't really hang out with like the most health conscious peeps. Which, as a result, you hear some creative ideas with bacon. How do you like your bacon?
I like my bacon
aside from just heat applied to it.
You know, I mean, some people take it to extremes, and I've been, like, sort of against that now. I like it classic with, like, bacon and eggs, always.
Got you.
Or, like, my favorite has to be with at the pantry, the bacon and cheese omelet with those sourdough hash browns. I mean, that sourdough bread on toast. Oh, that's, like, but then there's, like, those extremes where they put it in, like, some weird shit, and it's like it just covers it up. Like I'm not a big fan of the macaroni and cheese and bacon, just because people are trying to cover their lack of skill and by adding bacon. And it's like
bacon makes everything better.
It does.
Salads have bacon bits.
Yeah, you know, it makes your bacon. I mean, it makes everything better. But I think sometimes they use it as a crutch.
Yeah,
and it just makes bacon. It gives bacon a bad name.
And it's also salty. So I feel like if you're lacking something or something's very, very too much, like, or just healthy in general, or something's good, just a touch of that salt. I mean, just bacon is just incredible. Dude.
It's great. I mean,
but you just finished having a shot of bacon dipped whiskey and then you ate the bacon after.
It's amazing.
So that's not extreme because that's, I feel they're in the same food group. Dude. Like I put maple syrup, bacon and whiskey in the same food group, but like, so you just had that. Do you, what,
They go really good together. I have to say that. And then even dipping, like you said, maple syrup on your bacon. People like freak out about that. Like, oh, that's nasty or whatever. That shit is bomb. It's really, really good. But it has to be like a certain kind of bacon. You can't get the bacon. People like try to like pass bacon at Jack in the Box or McDonald's. That shit's not real bacon, man. It just
bacon extract.
Yeah, it's like, you know, again, it's giving bacon a bad name. Like the bacon we had today, amazing bacon.
Classic.
But it's not bacon from McDonald's. Like, that's like, I'd rather throw that shit out and just eat the McMuffin like that.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. I like bacon just like that. Just apply heat. I don't know. Like, my taste buds never really matured more than after 8 years old. Like it's just, I still like what I like, and that's it.
I'm classic.
I like the bacon. Just apply heat. I like it with the whiskey. I love it. I don't know why. And I also like it with, any kind of beer, but I love it with Budweiser. I don't know why. Yeah. Budweiser, whiskey, and bacon, like, together. I mean, even PBR can fit, kind of, sort of. Even though Jay Von D called this out. Jay Von D, an old podcaster, he's now in Colorado, but he's like, he heard our episode when we were anti-PBR, and I think we threw a picture of a PBR somewhere, and he's like, what happened? So
good job, Jay Bundy. Good job. Call us out. I like that.
So we got some explaining to do in another episode. But either way, like, I like it with beer, but I just love something about bacon with Budweiser or with like any kind of whiskey. Like, it just is just good.
They blend together.
Or when
right?
it leaks, when the pancake syrup leaks onto the bacon. I don't want an order of bacon with syrup. But I want an order of bacon that might have accidentally rubbed an elbow on a pancake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just kind of like dip its toe on French toast or something. And then you're like, hey, that had something different.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. It switches good. Up on the taste buds, right?
Yeah. I love that. I also love it with barbecue sauce and cheese. Put it on whatever.
What? Bacon?
Yeah. Like, put it on bread, put it on a tortilla, put it on freaking naan. Put it on, like, whatever, dude. But if it's bacon, cheese,
non barbecue sauce,
sort of, I might have created something incredible. It's just bacon, cheese, and barbecue sauce in naan. I'm good.
That sounds
dude.
Like it's like way like out of some sort of like hell with naan people, just like
sign
not
me
really.
Up.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's how I love my bacon, dude. And I'm glad we did the Farmer John. I hope that maybe sooner or later, because these are all pilot episodes, right? We can get some sort of Farmer John representative in the future. Because I absolutely love the product.
Can you believe that, like, being associated with Farmer John, being sponsored by them, and then knowing that they sponsored the Dodgers?
Anything that says Dodgers, bro. Like, I love... Speaking of Dodgers, dude, my front yard, and I showed you, right, the front yard has... For those of you guys who love the Dodgers but just want to know a little bit more, let's get past the team and talk about the stadium. Santa Ana Bermuda grass is what I got installed in my front yard. Dude. Everyone's like, what is this guy has in his front yard? Like a freaking hole one of a miniature golf course? Because the lawn is like, well, it's not big. So because it's not big, I can get away with just getting something really cool. You know what I mean? Like bucket. It's a green. You know what I mean? But it's just, I'm that much of a Dodger, LA, and even Farmer John.
I'm surprised you don't have like a home base right there, dude.
Nah, I'm gonna get a Farmer John pig drawing right there. And if they fall, they're just falling asleep because it's too low to the ground.
Nobody's dying out there.
No one is dying out there. So it's cool that we gave a little bit of love to Farmer John, right, Fonz?
And sponsors, this is how we can do your show. I mean, this is how we can sponsor your product, right?
Hey, exactly, dude.
Sign us
break
up.
Time. You want to take a little break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Farmer John, I'm in love with your daughter. We'll be right back.
dig the way she walks, the way she talks. She really knocks me out. She starts me to shout.
Farmer John song.
Hey, I love Farmer John, dude.
Thank you. Thank you for the bacon, Walt. Thank you, Costco, for supplying it. Or Sam's, whoever it was, but I'm eating.
Costco rocks. Cheers.
Farmer John, cheers.
I'm in love with your bacon. Oh, man. All right. So, Fonz, I want to take a little bit of time to talk about. I got this, man. We
dude,
talk.
You're growing up. That's what I'm.
You mean I'm old, huh? I'm getting old. I'm spending my days hitting the happy hour. I'm hitting the church.
You're hitting the church. You're listening to NPR.
Church, not for religious reasons, but they kind of can be. This is for political reasons, right?
Yeah.
Well. I reside in the boundaries in Long Beach, where it's a third district. Like, so where I live and around the area, it's a third district of Long Beach. Long Beach is divided into 9 districts.
Oh, it is.
And yeah, and so it's you get the mayor of Long Beach, but together he works with representatives of 9 different districts of Long Beach. So everyone kind of rounds not everyone, but you know.
So is there like so in these districts are there mayors or representatives? They're
council
or
members.
Council members.
So you become council. So the 9 people are council, and so you become a council member. So it's not like a bunch of dudes or gals that are members of council for the third district. It's like one for each district, and together they make up the council members for all of Long Beach. And together they work with the mayor. They also work with help creating the new whatever it is, bills, laws, and things like that, or approve it or veto it or things like that. The unique thing of the third district is that the most unique thing is that I live in it. I told Robin, I was like, slap on the riot gear. There's going to be a riot today. We'll go there and we're going to fuck it. We just need to be prepared. Armageddon is happening at this church. What got more my attention was the different characters in this bunch.
Before you start with that, what's a turnout like, though? Like I mean, you showed up, which is way out of your character to show up to something like this.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but what was a turnout like? Was there, like, a lot of people, like...
If you're talking about Salvadorians, I was the only one. If you're talking about people under 5'5", or under 5'7", I should say, it was about a small percentage of us.
Okay,
Irish dudes there.
All right, what about? All right, what about people of a certain age?
Oh well, me and Robin were the only ones there too.
Yeah, you were the youngest.
Yeah,
people there.
I mean the old crooners are there because they would rather do that than watch random TV. I just like poor examples of TV, but they would rather do that. They're motivated by that. They're driven by that, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Important. Like the demographics there, or the amount of people there at this church. Do Sunday mass get more people than what you saw, or?
Okay, so for the capacity
that they can have,
it surpasses. So there was people standing.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big place. It was like it was in the small church. It was a church auditorium, and they had it there. But I don't know, it doesn't even classify as an auditorium. It was like a room, a church room, whatever. But it surpassed the capacity.
Oh, so but everybody was older than you were.
Oh, by far. I mean, no, there were, who wasn't? The mommy's kids were running around with fucking, vote for this person, vote for.
But they can't
actually,
vote.
Not even that, Price. It was like, I'll get back to Price, but it was like, vote for Price. It was like all these little kids running around, and then they were like bored after half an hour, and the mommies and daddies, and they're just older, or at least more mature than me. Dude.
But people that can actually vote, you were the youngest ones there.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're the only Salvadorian. You're the youngest legal voting age there. Wow. Okay, cool.
But that's the shit you have to start going to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you make changes. On a fucking podcast? Like, I got to go and do something about it.
You do, yeah, awesome.
So that's why I went. And a little bit, you know, it's kind of like, dude, I've been reading a lot of Hunter S. Thompson, and it's just kind of like, I just want to go. And that motherfucker, talk about fear tactic, like Fox. They do the fear tactics, right? It's like Hunter S. I'm like, dude, let's get we're gonna get gas bombed. And my wife's like, calm down. We're going to a church for like fucking, it's not even the city. It's like the district. It's like the worst thing that's happened every year is like, I don't know, a bike got stolen.
Okay.
Which I'll get back to. That's foreshadowing, Fonzo. That's foreshadowing.
Right. I see it.
But I went. I went. Cool. I belong. I'm a resident of the 3rd District in Long Beach.
What'd you see?
And I went. I wanted to go see what the fuck is going on, right? What's going on here? Who are making these changes? Who is helping the mayor make changes about this neighborhood? Anyway, I went, dude. And here's the thing. What I want to take from this conversation is, and we're going to keep it to a minimum because we got a lot of things to talk about because this is a short show, but the one thing I want to take in is not so much, never mind the names of the politicians, but the characters of politicians in Long Beach. Never, when you hear of Long Beach diversity, and remember, there's 9 districts. If you just even sum it up to the district that I belong to, it is fucking crazy, dude. I'm thinking to myself, there's 8 more versions of these? Like
variations of this shit?
Like, yeah, exactly, dude. It is fucking... I mean, I don't know what everyone's doing. Like, reality TV, how are you even surviving?
For you to be like this council, what was it, council?
Council members. They're all candidates for council members.
Okay, so if you decide that I'm going to be a council member, you have to be out there already, right? You have to be on the fringes of shit. Like, you have to think like, oh, I can do this. This is what I can do. Like, yeah. I mean, you have to be a little cuckoo to begin with.
You have to be confident. You have to be cuckoo. You have to be fucking supported by other cuckoos.
In my opinion.
I don't have, obviously, I am not a politician, yeah. But I'm observing 5 of them. And I walked in there with no biases. I mean, that's tough to say. That's probably not true in some weird way. But like, I literally walked in there and be like, I have no idea. Like, unless there was a salvi in there, I'm like, I want a pupuseria exactly 200 steps from my goddamn house. That's how you're going to get my vote. I sound like Axel Foley right now. I will wear a Detroit Lions Letterman jacket right now. Put me in a pupuseria right here, right now. That's not happening. There's no salvis. In fact, I was the only one.
Okay.
But so I walked in there with a freaking just kind of sell me. I'm in. Like my vote doesn't come out of my wallet indirectly. So I was just kind of sell me. Who's going to come out? Who? Canada Day. Jim Lewis is a candidate there. Awesome. Strong business practices. Like, he figured out, like, there's a bunch of stuff I learned about Long Beach in general. 22%, that's what a number was thrown out there. 22% of all business vacancies in Long Beach are, I guess not vacancies, 22% of all
business vacancies,
property is vacant. Meaning we can go get a loft. Like, what's up? Hook it up. Like, cause
you know what we could probably do is just jump around on the empty ones. It's like, all right, can we have this for like a week? Can we have this one for a week?
For a week.
Nobody's using it.
Test drive. No one's using it.
We'll vacuum it. We'll clean it. We'll keep it cool, you know?
Dude, apparently Long Beach has a horrible model for welcoming business in. There's no like kind of come in, we'll hook you up. Well, it's kind of like.
It sounds like California to me.
If you can cross these boxes, then come on in, but we're not doing you any favors. And then so they're like. According to these guys, it was like people from Santa Monica who can't really afford to be in Santa Monica, but they still do a lot of business in Santa Monica. They will like skip Long Beach and just go all the way to Orange County.
Oh, wow.
Because it just makes it hard for them to.
Because you have to check all these boxes.
Yeah, Long Beach just kind of do this, do that. But anyway, Jim Lewis was awesome, dude. He was a business guy, business. But he was the church guy, Proverbs, referencing Proverbs and referencing, like, God bless everyone. I'm like, hey, don't command God to bless us. We'll command him on our own rights. You don't got to tell God to bless us.
I'm going to church on Sunday.
To church on Sunday now that football season's over. Like, I'm going to church, motherfucker. You don't need to command him. I'll ask him on my own time.
Don't do me no favors.
Don't do me no favors. But it was like.
So he was a religion guy.
He was a religion guy. Then there was the Susie Price was the rah-rah, like Nib High Rules, like fucking Bill and Ted, San Dimas High Rules. Like she brought every single mommy, and I mean mommy, not moms. There's a difference. Mom, you're a female, you make a kid. Mommies, in my definition, are like just very involved in the PTA meetings and just kind of like, she was drawn on pure emotion, like just kind of like,
like the mama bears.
Hey, ladies. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, the mama bears. And it was like, dude, there's this, like, it's old. It is so old that even I learned it. It's called the straw man. Do you know what the straw man is in politics?
No.
It's like if I create a fake nemesis that I have overcome to make you want to support me.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's called the straw man. Like, so for example, if I said, you know what, man? I walked in here right now and the fucking world, like this guy or just ideology is like, Salvadorians can't make a podcast because they don't even know podcasts. But I survived it and I succumbed it. And I did it.
And I'm here.
And I'm here with, gotcha. And I'm here now. And together with everyone else, I've made it, right? And so you're thinking like, man, fuck that dude who told that dude he can't make a podcast, right?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for her.
But I created that shit, right? She started like, she straight up started like this. Setting up today, there was voices of like, a woman can't be in politics. I'm like, what are we, like 1990? Like, is Belle Biv DeVoe right now on the radio stations? What the fuck is going on? And she's like, but you know what, women, we can do it. And blah, blah, blah. I met another person, no factual names, no nothing, just random shit. Blah, blah, blah. It was just like, geez, everyone had fucking Skittles before they walked in here? What the fuck is going on? And it was like totally different, like just different characters. So the straw man, dude, right? It was just like, there was, hey, here you go, for lack of a stats, there was a lady next to me who said, that's bullshit.
So you have, wait, did she say it because you were standing next to her or because she really believed it?
She really believed it. She can see through it. The thing is, like, it's not Long Beach politics, it's this neighborhood's politics.
So we got the religious and the mommy bear.
You got the religious and the mommy bear.
Okay.
And then you got the fucking over your head. Like, what over do you your mean? Head. Martha Flores Gibson, I think on the podium it said Gibson Flores. She just had a bad
Did it have the hyphen?
Yeah, hyphen. Oh, those it should have been trouble. Martha hyphen, get out of here. Because like she had no, like she had very little answers, rebuttals. They called her once and she was like, oh, I'm next. Oh, I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, she shared about family and how her family, she's big on service, like firefighting because her son is a firefighter. But this guy was out of her league, bro. Like, get the hook. Get the fucking hook.
Get the hook out.
I mean, we're wasting time talking about it. Just get the hook. Boom. Done. Then you had the guy.
Uh-oh.
This guy is my favorite character. I don't know that I'll vote for him, but he's my favorite character. Old businessman. X's and O's, bro. Like
white hair?
Just white hair. I think he was like 69. Just like he's made a killing on commercial real estate. And he's just brought up all these facts. This guy was what you're supposed to do. Point on point. Like this guy was very, very good. Jack Rosenberg. Point on point. Everything was great. I mean, he even treated that Susie Price was like, she was all about like, we need to build a stronger firefighter force. We need to fill a police force. Like, we need to spend a lot of money on that. And this guy, Jack Rosen, was like, yeah, I want that too. It costs fucking money. Do you have a business background to figure this shit out? Because it was like daddy telling the daughter, like, you can't use my credit card. The bill's got to get fucking paid. And not only did someone's got to work. Not only did I take it like that, everyone in the room took it like that. And so but he was just like, I'd love to do everything she said, but that shit costs money. He goes, the last fucking council members have not been business members. How has that been? We're fucking in a deficit. We need businessmen to generate revenue so we can then do all this bullshit.
But did any along the way did he say, that sounds great, but...
Oh, he did do he that. Did, yeah, did. That's what he was saying. What he was saying is just like, all these businesses are hard. Like, it's like, where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
But then there was Stephen Bello, who I think right now he's my favorite. Stephen Bello is just kind of... he's not the best of everything, but he's got enough of everything. Because when you get this position, you got to talk to a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
You just got to talk to different people, all walks of life, in Long Beach.
Yeah.
This guy, Stephen Bello, he's a commercial real estate guy as well, and he's lived in Belmont Shore for a long time. It was funny because Susie Price, a rah-rah gal, was like, to throw words in the air. She's like, and I'm balanced. And I'm a balanced person. And it was cool because Stephen Bello's rebuttal was like, I just want to point out, I'm balanced too. I'm just a balanced guy. It's like everyone drinks V8. Good.
No walking sideways.
Yeah, exactly. So he was the only like I can only like
He was like the least character of the characters?
He was the least character of the characters. For that, I think because I'm not saying my vote, but ooh. I think that he's got my vote. I think he does.
When's the vote? Do you know?
April. It's going around. It's going down. The shit is going down.
Sweet.
So I just want you to see that my first taste, I jumped into the circus, and it was fucking awesome. I'm addicted.
You're hooked.
But anyway, it was just, it's like they're all cartoon characters, bro.
But I think one day you're gonna get hooked enough that you're going to try to take it over.
You think I'm going to run for fucking third district one day? You're going to call third district on show pilot number 18, I'm going to run?
Yep.
Would you be writing speeches for me? Will you have my back?
I will have your back.
Cool. I got an apartment right here. We can rent it right there. Actually, that open apartment, I don't know. It made the news that this lady had a child care and she sold heroin off the alley.
No way.
All the news people were
here. Right here?
Yeah, three weeks ago.
Like really close?
Like right across the street.
Oh, are you serious?
So you can live there if you're going to vote for me. You can vote for me if you're going to vote for me.
I can be part of the district? Yeah.
Anyway, dude, that's like... You know, this might have been a lengthy conversation, but it's my first touch in for real politics, not out of a textbook. It's like going to see fucking...
And not watching that show on TV, on fucking...
House of Cards? I love House of Cards, bro. Kevin Spacey. This was cool. So it was just like...
This is your little dip, your little toe dip?
The toe dip. The little dip, pull the skin back dip.
Let me just put the head in. Let me put the tip in.
I call this... You got those five candidates, right?
Yeah.
I got the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It sounds like fucking some shit out of fucking... The Simpsons and shit.
Totally. Mayor Quimby, dude.
Characters.
I got the good. Rosenberg and Bello, third district. The bad, Lewis, the proverb guy, and Price. Mommy Price, right? Then I got the ugly, man. Gibson Flores. That girl, like, just cut it.
Walk away, dude.
Anyway, I know it might not be relevant to a lot of our listeners, especially the ones around the world, like Tinner Liste or Taiwan or Germany. But... What makes it relevant is that, like, dude, go into your own small town politics. Just start there. Don't they say write a letter to your governor?
No.
Where do you fucking begin with that shit? Just fucking go to a council member, and then you know what? Because every vote counts. So all of a sudden, you become valuable. Just show face. Yeah, I'm here. Cool. Fonzo, let's just jump forward. Let's talk about we've had enough to drink. Maybe we're buzzing. Maybe we're drunk. But let's talk about drunk history.
Oh, dude, this show that I came up on a freaking Amazon Prime. It's called Drunk History, and I was gonna buy the series like last week.
What the hell is Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. I think I talked about it. It's Amazon, but because of it, you get, if you sign up, it's like $85 or something like that. But I think they're going to like move it up. If you sign up with it, you get two-day free shipping if it's Prime. So there's like this little section that says like...
But it's a way to go just Prime, just go into Prime. What does Prime give you?
Okay, Prime gives you two-day free shipping. Not only does it give you two-day free shipping, they have like their version of Netflix. So they have movies and stuff that are all free.
Included with your Prime subscription.
Exactly. So you get that, and then you get like books on Kindle if you have a Kindle thing.
Temporarily downloadable, and then they leave your Kindle.
Yeah. You can like borrow books and stuff like that. Yeah, cool. So I was just like looking through stuff, and then something that showed up on there was like Drunk History. I was like, that sounds amazing. I don't know what it is.
I happen to be an aficionado of both.
Yeah, I love both of them. So I was like, all right, I'll put that on my list, right? But then it wasn't on Prime, so I had to pay for it. So it was like $11 for the whole season. So I was like, oh, I'll get that later. I still have too many shows to watch, so I'll buy it later, right? So this week I saw it, and it was on Prime. So it was free. It was free to me. So
isn't that great?
So I was like, hell yeah. So I watched one of the first episode, right? And it was, I think it was Chicago. And it started, Yeah, whatever it was. It was like, let's say it was Chicago, right? So they started talking about Al Capone. So Al Capone shows up, and this, they tell you in the beginning of the show, it's like, all right, this is actual events that happened, but...
That's my favorite right here.
But the person that is actually talking about it is completely drunk.
That's how I get most
it's
of just my
like
literature.
It's like our show, right? It's like this right now. This is actually happened, and we're drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like there's this a host or a narrator talking, right? The narrator's talking, and he's telling you about what's going on in Chicago in his the time that he's covering. So let's say Al Capone. So he's talking about Al Capone, and he's narrating the history of Al Capone, and sometimes he's drunk, he's stuttering. He's stuttering.
There's actual stuttering within the show. That's
yeah.
the best.
So he's like, So then there's actors reenacting what he's talking about.
Oh, I saw that on the trailer.
There's actors reenacting what he's talking about. So there's an actor, like, he's Al Capone. And so when the actor goes, The actor's actually saying,
So the guy, the narrator, this is what, so the narrator is
wasted,
telling the story.
Completely drunk.
But the camera jumps from the narrator to like the dramatized life events.
Yeah, the reenactments.
And so when the narrator is paraphrasing the dramatized events, the actors are like mouthing
what the narrator is saying.
And exactly. So it's fucking rad. I saw the one, the Dolly Parton one.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible, dude.
So,
it's
like,
awesome.
You could see the actors really acting out what the narrator is saying. And it's just, like, hilarious, dude.
I love it.
You know?
The tales, do they involve, like, is it, like, history while someone being drunk? Or is it just history being told through a drunken eye?
Exactly.
Which one?
It's the second one. The history being told through a drunken eye.
Got it.
So it's legit history, and there's like people guiding them along, sort of,
yeah,
in their own Hollywood way. But it's actual history, and the person is completely wasted.
I love it. I saw the dude. He had like a mason jar of fucking, I don't know, like Damon Wayans pickle juice, dude. I don't know what he was drinking, but.
But this show is amazing. I hope they have like so many like. It's just something that we could have came up with.
It would be an honor for the behind the music story of the Walter and Fawn Show podcast to be told through the drunken history eyes of Comedy Central.
Drunk history, yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, some people don't like history. And a lot of people
love history.
And some people don't like drunks. But to combine the two of them, it's fucking
perfect. Now, who are they, dude? I'm going to go fight them, dude. Who are they right now?
But it is the greatest show ever, dude. I can't wait till season two. I can't wait to finish season one.
Is it? Do you know if it's on Netflix? Because I just decided to stop drinking two beers a month, and now I have Netflix again, dude. I'm so excited. That's why the House of Cards.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if it's on Netflix, but it was on Prime, so I'm sure it's got to be on Netflix. It's on Comedy Central. It's a Comedy Central thing, so.
All right.
I'm sure it's on there.
Cool.
Love it. Check it out, please.
I will, dude. That trailer was more than enough, but that's what we bring to you here in this show.